So I want to thank Wendy and her fabulous staff for pulling this event together. And then I also want to say the points I was planning to make, and then there are the points I'm now planning to make based on last night's conversation. So I hope you'll all bear with me because I have a lot of arrows and a lot of things crossed out and a lot of notes. So I'm not sure I'm going to be able to follow my own point. So please do bear with me. So the Inquisition, it is neither a historical event nor a scene from a Mel Brooks movie, but it in fact was a quiz show that the Walker launched in 1940. And I really thought for the purposes of today's conversation, I'm going to fast forward through some early slides I had of the Walker, but it felt very important to sort of ground this program first in the very early history of the Walker, because it was a program that actually launched 2 months after the Walker opened. And I think, as we talked about yesterday, many of the other institutions were really caught up in these notions of progressive education and this New Deal spirit. And I think it's important to bear in mind that the Walker Arts Center actually is a New Deal project. In 1927, T.B. Walker opened a gallery on Lindale Avenue with a very eclectic collection of antiquities and paintings, jades, but he died in 1928, and over a decade, the institution floundered. So when the opportunity came up for Minneapolis and the Walker family to join forces with the WPA, they jumped at it. And as part of that, one of the requirements was that at least 25% of the project budget was raised from the community from a very broad base of support. So I think the story of the Walker is very much, in many ways, the story of a transition from a 19th century private art gallery to a 20th century public art center. And leading this charge was Daniel Deffenbacher, who was the Walker's first director. And Deffenbacher is, as I like to say, that charmer down in the front in the light-colored suit with his sort of team of staff. Deffenbacher was an architect and an industrial designer by training, and he was really instrumental. He worked for the WPA and set up over 70 art centers around the United States before actually taking the directorship of the Walker, which was the last and the largest WPA project. And I think one of the things that's interesting to note, I mean, he was a self-proclaimed natural-born salesman. He talked a lot about creating a model for a modern art museum, focusing on art for a new age, and creating a museum of the present for the people of today. And over his decade-long tenure, he would produce a number of projects that garnered national attention and served really to reinvent the Walker from its historical holdings in antiquities towards a growing interest in contemporary art and design. And that included an art school, which was strictly avocational and ran for 10 years. And you can see it was all about having fun. It included exhibitions with really a focus on everyday design and architecture, so from city planning to garbage pails, from Le Corbusier to reproductions, a project called the Everyday Art Gallery, one of the first permanent museum galleries in the United States dedicated to design, Idea House 1 and 2, and actually created a mass-produced educational toy called Magnet Master. So one of the earliest programs, though, that Deffenbacher did was the Inquisition, which started in March 1940 at the central atrium at the Walker with over 200 people in attendance. Very little information is in the archives about the Inquisition, with the exception of a flyer, some photographs, a few pieces of press, and some letters. But one of the things that I discovered actually in one of the articles was a reference to the relationship between the Inquisition and a program, a radio quiz show called Information Please. And Information Please was one of the most popular radio quiz shows at the time. And all of the content was taken from listener mail. And for every question used on the show, a listener received $10, the Information Please quiz book, and if you stumped the expert, you were awarded $25 and a complete 24-volume set of Encyclopedia Britannica. So I became fascinated by this very small reference. So I started doing some research actually on the history of the radio quiz show. And what I learned were three sort of interesting points. One, that the development of the radio quiz show actually really happened in the 1930s and coincided with the fundamental consolidation of commercial broadcasting. That the radio quiz show was very much caught up in the debate for how broadcast mediums should be used to foster, quote, commonly accepted moral, social, and ethical values of American life. And that three, the quiz show really arose with an emphasis on fostering audience participation, and the format really served to facilitate public discourse and both challenge and reinforce notions of cultural hierarchy and authority. So I found it fascinating that this format was adopted actually for a gallery program at the Walker. And this is the only photograph actually of the Inquisition. And like information, please, the Inquisition solicited questions from the public with the caveat that they must be reasonable and discussable, that you were supposed to challenge. Your challenge was to stump the expert, or as the flyer noted, experts answer unprepared. And also offered an original framed lithograph for the question considered best by the panelists. Audience reception was very positive. To quote the Minneapolis Star Journal, if more people who think art is stuffy or sissy knew about the Walker Art Center's inquisitions held every Tuesday night and attended them, there'd be more joy and less of that I'm looking at art and God, how I'm suffering attitude prevalent in our galleries. I actually have no idea how long the Inquisition took place. At first, I thought it only happened four times, but it appeared to happen a few more times than that. And actually, that became very important information for me to try to glean as I actually launched on doing our own version of the Inquisition. This was a project that I was fascinated with. And when I had the opportunity, when we reinstalled our permanent collection and created a gallery called Benches and Binoculars, which was essentially a salon-style display of paintings from the collection in non-chronological order, I leapt at the chance to try to revisit this program and actually do it in the galleries. So you can see the bulletin, the blackboard was a very important prop. So in doing this, we looked both back at the original Inquisition, and we tried to create a format in which the audience could submit questions, the audience formed teams with the experts, and that there was really a mixture of high and low culture. But of course, the other model we were looking at was Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So the first episode, I'm just going to run through this real quickly. The first episode I would dub Personality and Performance. We had four distinctive and very strong cultural personalities on the stage, two Walker curators, an artist, and a radio talk show host who covered the arts. Very much rooted in the idea of reversal of hierarchies between expert and layman. We really picked up on the language and the accounts of the Inquisition and really tried to play off the notion of stumping the expert. Like the early days of Information Please, we tried to line up experts who would be good-humored and willing to explore themselves, really able to expose themselves to what I call the humiliation of failure. And as was said of Information Please, two never-failing surprises to the devotees of the show were the breadth of the expert's knowledge and the occasional depth of their ignorance. And this was, in fact, a tricky balance to find, although it was impressive to see the depth of ignorance on the show. We tried to come up with very humorous and clever titles for the different segments, including Not Quite Fan Mail, The Audience Wants to Know, and my favorite, and this is what we're playing here, Label Libel. And this was, you can see there was a lot of camaraderie. The second, and props. So the second Inquisition, I would say the first one, if the first one was about personality and performance, we learned a lot of lessons. And the second one, I would say, was participatory and populist. And for this one, I actually hired a professional script writer to help script and direct the event. And we created a lot more segments that actually really involved the audience giving us questions live on the spot and also participating in answering the questions. And the topics ranged from popular culture to the works in the Walker's collection to absolute non sequiturs, where we began with a question about Merce Cunningham and ended up with asking where was Bubbles the chimp today. And this was actually a moment. This was a section called "The Audience Wants to Know," in which this audience member was challenging the experts on who the greatest, most important artist of the 20th century was. And Hugh won. His answer was the Beatles. So, sort of in closing, I just want to say that based on yesterday, there are really two points that I think can be brought forward by this little experiment. One is, I hope we can have a conversation about how museums use, adapt, or respond to new communication broadcast technologies. And I also think there's a very interesting parallel between the populism of the 1930s and 40s and this really participatory paradigm that's evolving today. And on that note, I would like to end with, I would like to say, in 1940, Daniel Deffenbacher solicited questions by sending out letters to colleagues in the mail, and this is how we did it for this round of the Inquisition. Can you just show this
video? Do you have what it takes to play the Inquisition?
I do.
Do you have what it takes to challenge our experts with the tough questions about art?
I have a question. What's the difference between my kids painting at home and what's here on the wall?
Well, technically, this piece of art is really about...
Anyone can play. Anyone can submit a question. You don't even need a degree in art. In fact, it's probably better if you don't. Here's how you can play.
Yes, you too can play the Inquisition. Submit a question along with your name and contact information online at the address on your screen. Questions must be of two categories, one of fact or one that is discussable. Factual questions can be multiple choice. If your question is chosen, you're guaranteed a ticket to the next Inquisition.
It's fun. It's educational. It's slightly uncomfortable. It's the Inquisition.
Don't forget to come to the Inquisition January 7th, February 11th, and March 4th at 7 p.m. here at the Walker Art Center.